This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Vote count of 347 local levels completes. Nepali Congress leads victory tally in 157 local levels. 11th budget session of Federal Parliament begins. Main opposition CP and UML declares to change modality of Parliament obstruction following country's economic complexity. Decisions and principles and priorities of appropriation bill scheduled for May 18 and 19. And no confidence motion against Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapakse fails in Parliament. Now the news in detail. The 11th budget session of the Federal Parliament has commenced today. Various aid ordinances were presented in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Home Minister Balakrishna Khand presented the Nepal Police and Province Police Operation, Supervision and Coordination, First Amendment 2078 Bikram Sambat. He also presented Social Security First Amendment Ordinance 2078 Bikram Sambat and Acid and Other Hazardous Chemicals Regulation Ordinance 2078 Bikram Sambat. Similarly, Health Minister Birod Khatiwada presented the Drug Third Amendment Ordinance 2079 Bikram Sambat and Security of Health Workers and Health Institutions First Amendment Ordinance 2079 Bikram Sambat. Likewise, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Renu Kumari Yadav presented Railway Ordinance 2078 Bikram Sambat. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sharma Koirala presented Ordinance to amend some acts related to criminal offences and criminal procedure 2078 Bikram Sambat. He also presented Ordinance and amendment of some acts concerning sexual violence 2078 Bikram Sambat. The date for discussions and principles and priorities of appropriation bill except for tax proposition is scheduled for the 18th and 19th of May. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma tabled a motion seeking parliamentary discussions and principles and priorities of appropriation bill except for tax proposition for the fiscal year 2079-80 Bikram Sambat. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota slated the date for May 18 and 19 for the discussion as proposed by Minister Sharma. The House of Representatives will meet at 10 p.m. tomorrow. The meeting of the National Assembly was held today amidst the protests by the main opposition CP and UML. Soon after the meeting started, UML lawmakers protested not taking their seats. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha gave time to UML's National Assembly member and party chief Wave Devendra Dhakal to speak. And Chief Wave Dhakal said his party has decided to end the parliament deadlock by changing the modality of protest following the country's economic complexity. He, however, said the demands of the CP and UML remain the same. The results of local level elections held on the 13th of May are coming out from across the country. The Election Commission has informed that the results of 347 municipalities and rural municipalities have come out so far. As for the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 157 local levels, CP and UML in 98, CP and Mao Center in 75, Janata Samajwadi Party in 4 and others in 13 local levels. Meanwhile, Loman Sharma of the UML defeated Nirmala Kumari Khadka Thapa of the Nepali Congress by a margin of 79 votes in the election to the post of mayor in Narayan municipality of Dailik district. Sharma secured 5,436 votes to be elected to the mayor, while Thapa polled 5,357 votes. Likewise, the CP and UML candidates have won the local level elections in Jivan Thing Thev of UML has been elected the mayor of Madi municipality of Sankhua Sabha district. He secured 4,331 votes, while his closest contender, Dawa Chhatra Sherpa of the CP and Mao Center, on behalf of the ruling coalition, bagged 2,677 votes. Similarly, Dev Kumar Nepali of the CP and UML has been re-elected as the mayor of Dhurpatan municipality in Baglung district. Nepal has secured 5,735 votes as against 5,135 votes polled by his nearest competitor, Chandralal Aryal of the CPN Maoist Center. Likewise, Mukunda Bahadur Saru from CPN UML has been elected chairperson of the Nisti Rural Municipality in Palpa District. He secured 6,652 votes, while his nearest rival from the Nepali Congress, Govinda Aryal, got only 3,466 votes. Likewise, Krishna Prasad Kurial of the Nepali Congress has been elected the mayor of Sundar Bazar Municipality in Lamjung District. Koirala, a candidate on behalf of the ruling alliance, secured 6,641 votes, while his closest competitor, Bhim Bahadur Gurung of the CPN UML, bagged 6,036 votes. Likewise, CPN UML candidates have also been elected the chairperson and vice-chairperson of the Diprong Suichumma Rural Municipality in Khotang District. Lokendra Roy has been elected chairperson with 2,803 votes, defeating his closest rival, Naindra Roy of Nepali Congress, who got 2,162 votes. Likewise, Amir Madin of the Nepali Congress won the election to the post of mayor in Phungling Municipality in Tablejung District. He received 6,179 votes, while his closest competitor, Chhatrapati Pakurel of the CPN UML, secured 3,892 votes. Likewise, Raman Bahadur Thapa of the Nepali Congress won the post of mayor and deputy mayor in Rampur Municipality in Palpa District. Nepali Congress has won the election for the mayor of the Laliguras Municipality in Tanahu District. Arjun Kumar Mobohang has been re-elected to the post of municipality mayor by securing 5,139 votes, while his closest contender, Ganeshan, collected 3,344 votes. Likewise, the Nepali Congress has also won the post of mayor at the Tarkeshwar municipality in Kathmandu. Nepali Congress candidate Krishna Hari Maharajan has secured 11,223 votes, while his closest contender, Rameshwar Bohra from the CPN UML, obtained 7,359 votes. Similarly, Nepali Congress candidate Tejan Khanal has been elected mayor of Siddhicharan Municipality in Wokhaldunga District. Khanal secured 6,791 votes, while his closest contender, Isakumari Grung of CPN UML, collected 5,650 votes. Meanwhile, in Molung Rural Municipality, CPN UML candidate Uttam Roy has been elected chairperson with 4,052 votes. His closest rival, Rajan Dahal from the Nepali Congress, collected 3,462 votes. Similarly, Balkrishna Basnet of the Nepali Congress has won the election to the post of mayor of Barabise Municipality in Sindhupalchok District. Basnet secured 7,728 votes, while his closest rival, Nimpunjo Sherpa of the CPN UML, secured 5,433 votes. Similarly, Nepali Congress candidate Prakash Pandari won the post of mayor in Sarada Municipality in Salyan District. Bhandari secured 6,127 votes, while his closest rival, Manoj Pradhan from the CPN UML, garnered 4,937 votes. Likewise, CPN Mao Center candidate Potilal Chaudhary has been re-elected as the mayor of Bellore Municipality in Kanchanpur District. He secured 8,787 votes, while his closest competitor, Kamala Bohra of the CPN UML, garnered 6,803 votes. Likewise, Purna Prasad Dhital of the CPN Mao Center has been elected the chairperson of Sinja Rural Municipality of Jumla District. Dhital won the seat with 1,949 votes, while by defeating his closest rival, Nandaram Buddha of the Nepali Congress, who received 1,831 votes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं, सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Voting updates are also being received from all metropolis as well. As per the latest report, in Kathmandu mayoral post, independent candidate Balendra Saha has been leading the vote count with 12,553 votes. CPNUML's candidate Keshav Sthapit is following him with 6,706 votes. Likewise, in the post of Deputy Mayor of Kathmandu, CPNUML candidate Sunita Dongol has been leading with 11,694 votes, while her nearest rival, Rameshwar Shrestha of the CPN Unified Socialist, has got 3,442 votes. Likewise, in Bharatpur, mayoral candidate Renu Dahal has been leading the vote count with 7,351 votes. Her nearest rival UML candidate Bijay Subedi has been following her with 7,028 votes. Similarly, independent candidate Jagannath Podel is in third place with 3,562 votes. Likewise, in the post of Deputy Mayor of Bharatpur Metropolis, Chitra Sen Adhikari of the Nepali Congress has received 8,906 votes, while his nearest rival, Himala Gurung of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, has received 5,803 votes. Similarly, in Lalitpur Metropolis, Shri Babu Maharajan of the Nepali Congress has been leading the vote count with 8,534 votes, while his nearest rival, Hari Krishna Benjankar of the CPN-UML, has been following him with 3,785 votes. Likewise, in the post of Deputy Mayor of Lalitpur Metropolis, Manjali Sakya Bajracharya of the CPN-UML has been leading the vote count with 4,335 votes. Her nearest rival, Babu Raja Bajracharya of the CPN Mao Center, has got 2,794 votes. Similarly, in Pokhara Metropolis, Dhanaraj Acharya of the CPN Unified Socialist has been leading the vote counts with 10,939 votes, while his nearest rival, Krishna Bahadur Thapa of the CPN UML, has been following him with 9,005 votes. Likewise, in the post of Deputy Mayor of Pokhara, Kopila Ranabhat of the Nepali Congress has received 11,254 votes, while her nearest rival, Manju Devi Gurung of the CPN-UML, has received 10,699 votes. Likewise, in Birganj Metropolis, candidate of Janata Samajwadi Party leader Rajesh Man Singh has been leading the vote count in mayoral post with 9,500 votes. Likewise, UML candidate Bijay Kumar Sarabagi has got 4,290 votes. In the post of Deputy Mayor of Birganj Metropolis, Imtiaz Alam of the Nepali Congress has received 6,467 votes, while his nearest rival, Prusottam Lal Jha of the Loktantrik Samajwadi Party, has received 1,054 votes. Likewise, in Biratnagar Metropolis, Nepali Congress candidate Nagesh Koirala has been leading the vote count in the mayoral post with 9,882 votes. And his nearest rival, CPN-UML candidate Sagar Kumar Thapa, has received 7,630 votes. In the post of Deputy Mayor of Biratnagar Metropolis, Shilpa Karki of the CPN-UML has received 8,690 votes, while her nearest rival, Amarendra Adab of the Janata Samajwadi Party, has received 5,406 votes. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A move by Sri Lanka's opposition parties to force a no-confidence motion against President Gotabaya Rajapaksa in Parliament has been blocked by the ruling party. M. S. Sumanthiran, a legislator from the opposition Tamil National Alliance, on Tuesday proposed that Parliament bypass procedure and take up the motion against Rajapaksa urgently. However, the ruling party defeated the motion with 119 against 68 votes. Meanwhile, Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremasinghe says the country is down to its last day of petrol as it faces worst economic crisis in more than 70 years. In a televised address, he said the nation urgently needs $75 million of foreign currency in the next few days to pay for essential imports. And he added that the central bank would have to print money to pay government wages. Sri Lanka's economy has been hit hard by the pandemic, rising energy prices and populous tax cuts. Chronic shortage of foreign currency and soaring inflation had led a severe shortage of medicines, fuel and other essentials. Ukraine has confirmed that hundreds of its fighters trapped for more than 2 months in Mariupol's Azovstal steelworks have been evacuated. BBC quoted Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Melyar saying that 53 badly wounded soldiers were taken to the town of Novozolsk held by Russian-backed rebels. And she said another 211 were evacuated using a humanitarian corridor to Olenivka, another rebel-held town. And Russia earlier said a deal had been reached to evacuate the injured troops. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhes Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. And it will be partly cloudy in rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote count of 347 local levels completes. Nepali Congress leads a victory tally in 157 local levels. 11th budget session of Federal Parliament begins. Main opposition CP and UML declares to change modality of parliament obstruction following country's economic complexity. Discussions on principles and priorities of appropriation bill scheduled for May 18 and 19. And no confidence motion against Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa fails in parliament. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.